Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2692, How to Find Happiness Through Purpose in Three Natural Steps by Scott Dinsmore with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. And with that, I'm going to continue reading to you as we optimize your life. How to Find Happiness Through Purpose in Three Natural Steps by Scott Dinsmore with tinybuddha.com. In everything we do, we seek happiness, or at least what we think will bring happiness. But this goal can often get us into trouble. It's how you find yourself in a career that doesn't represent you, consuming things lacking real value, and living a life that misses its impact on the world. Most of the things we think create happiness don't. We get caught in a spiral, and life suddenly becomes a race to be won instead of a game to be played and enjoyed. Our focus on success, as society calls it, blurs our more important intangibles of life, our relationships and experiences. The fear and sad reality for many is that we wake up 30 years from now stressed, unhealthy, and unfulfilled, wondering what on earth happened to those wonderful dreams we once dared to dream. I'll tell you what happened. We fell into the trap of being what others felt we should be, as opposed to who we were meant to be. Others' dreams became ours, only to realize they never mattered to us in the first place. We adopted the world's definition of success instead of understanding and pursuing our own. Well, there is good news. No matter when you wake up to this reality, it is never too late to take a stand and travel down that fresh path. In all of my experience as a friend, writer, husband, personal freedom coach, and citizen of the world, I've learned that there is nothing more consistent with unhappiness than spending your time in a way that doesn't serve who you are. And to the contrary, there is no more profound source of fulfillment and happiness than knowing you are traveling your own path and making the dent in the world you know you're capable of. The simple answer to lasting happiness, living your purpose. While purpose is a nice concept that is often overused in the personal development space, it can be a lot to sink your teeth into. It's one thing to believe in the idea, but an entirely different one to viscerally experience and live it. Until you find your own life path, you will forever be trying to follow someone else's. The inauthenticity will eat you up. Without a path, your true potential will be lost. But to confidently begin the journey, you must better know the traveler, you. Three steps to blazing a trail and discovering your purpose. Number one, know your values. These are your building blocks. What's most important to you above all else? I'm talking the zero compromise areas of who you are. Family, health, freedom, honesty, intimacy, playfulness, love, adventure, achievement. The list is infinite. So pick your top few. Prioritize them. What events and experiences allow you to feel them? This is your foundation, your compass. Number two, know your superpowers. We all have things we naturally knock out of the park, your core strengths. Some might even call them gifts. Is it public speaking, teaching, analysis, social interaction, influencing, positivity, discipline, problem solving? Most of us have a gut feeling of what these are. What have past experiences shown? What have people consistently complimented you on? What's your favorite type of project to put your heart into? The book StrengthsFinder 2.0 is an awesome place to start. And number three, know your passion moments. We've all had them, a moment or time in your life when you felt invincible. It could come during a work project, caring for a child, exploring a new place, or cooking a meal. Anything, as long as you feel it at your core. You've likely had more than one. Keep a list of these passion moments, and noticing this in others is just as important. What have you seen people around you do that inspire purpose? This list will never stop growing, and with every addition, you'll gain more clarity on what lights a fire in your belly. Quote, "Don't be pushed by your problems, be led by your dreams." Unknown. Notice opportunity and do something about it. The intersection of your true values and superpowers backed with relentless passion is where the magic happens. It's where adventure ultimately begins. It takes confidence to set out on your own. No two of us are the same, and no two of us will have the same path and impact on the world. Recognize this and let it serve as your inspiration. With the right tools, anything is possible. Your values, superpowers, and passion moments are those tools. With them, you can go through life with open eyes, able to notice even the hint of when your purpose is calling. Expect these opportunities. Be waiting for them. When you know what you're looking for, they'll start to appear. It may be in the form of a new friend, career, volunteer position, or random adventure. If it lays at the heart of who you are, recognize this and do something about it. These chances pass by only once. Now it's on you to weave them into your story. You are no longer a spectator. You are not meant to live anyone else's life. Why would you want to anyway when you can live your very own? This is what will impact the world in a way that no other can. Happiness is not something we finally reach one day. It's something that becomes a part of every day or none at all. Happiness not experienced today does not mean more happiness tomorrow. Once you've found your path, the superficial destination the world defaults to becomes unimportant. Comparison disappears, and all of a sudden, it's the travel itself that becomes meaningful. No longer are you trying to get somewhere. You're there, simple as that. You're there today, and you'll be there tomorrow. That's happiness. You just listened to the post titled, "How to Find Happiness Through Purpose in 3 Natural Steps" by Scott Dinsmore with tinybuddha.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Scott, a guest writer on Tiny Buddha, and come by tinybuddha.com for a lot more great content. When he talked about living our purpose or falling into the trap of being what others feel we should be, it reminded me of a popular book, which I haven't read yet, but it's referenced a lot. It's called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. It's by an Australian nurse, Bonnie Ware. And from what I saw, it looks like number 1 of the regrets was, "I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me." But it brings another question, which is how to live true to yourself. Whether you're in a position of feeling like you have to do what others say, or you're not even sure what your purpose is, or what being true to yourself even means, it can be difficult to find that path. But I thought there were some nice suggestions in this post, like starting with your values. We've heard it here before, paying attention to and writing down those values could bring a lot of clarity. So I'm curious to hear if it works for you or if it's something you've done before and what those values are. And in any case, it wouldn't hurt, that's for sure. So with that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.